2022年河南省普通高中招生考试试卷英语自主检测六。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。
One. Hello, John. Where are Lucy and Linda?
They are in the classroom now. Lucy is reading and Linda is writing.
Hello, John. Where are Lucy and Linda?
They are in the classroom now. Lucy is reading and Linda is writing.
Two. It is raining outside. Spring rain is as expensive as oil.
The radio says it will stop raining tomorrow, and it will be a nice day to go for a walk.
It is raining outside. Spring rain is as expensive as oil.
The radio says it will stop raining tomorrow, and it will be a nice day to go for a walk.
Three. Look, how fast the boy runs. He is going to cross the finish line.
Wow, great. He is from class one. He won the first place in the running race last year.
Look, how fast the boy runs. He is going to cross the finish line.
Wow, great. He is from class one. He won the first place in the running race last year.
4. How long have you worked in the factory?
For about 6 years. I have worked here since I was 22 years old.
How long have you worked in the factory?
For about 6 years. I have worked here since I was 22 years old. 5. Let's go to the sports club.And play table tennis after school, shall we?
I'd love to, but I want to finish my homework first.
Okay, maybe another time. Let's go to the sports club and play table tennis after school, shall we?
I'd love to, but I want to finish my homework first.
Okay, maybe another time.
第二节，听下面几段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至第七两个小题。
Hello, welcome to Sunshine Restaurant.
Hello, I heard that the noodles here are very famous. Which kind of noodles sells best?
Tomato and egg noodles and beef noodles.
Beef noodles, please.
A large bowl or a small bowl?
A small bowl, please. I'd also like to order a mutton soup.
Okay, anything else?
No, thanks.
Okay, 30 yuan in total. Hope you enjoy your meal.Hello, welcome to Sunshine Restaurant.
Hello, I heard that the noodles here are very famous. Which kind of noodles sells best?
Tomato and egg noodles and beef noodles.
Beef noodles, please.
A large bowl or a small bowl?
A small bowl, please. I'd also like to order a mutton soup.
Okay, anything else?
No, thanks.
Okay, 30 yuan in total. Hope you enjoy your meal.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第九两个小题。
What do you like to do in your spare time, Cindy?
I like going swimming with my friends. and I joined our school swimming club.
When do you usually go swimming?
I often go swimming on Fridays. You know, there are more people in the swimming pool on weekends.
Your swimming skills must have improved a lot.
Yes. Have you joined any school clubs, Sam?
I joined the dance club.
Wow, cool. Do you often dance in your spare time?
Yes. Besides, I often listen to music.
What kind of music do you like? Classical music or pop music?
Neither. I like light music best. What do you like to do in your spare time, Cindy?
I like going swimming with my friends, and I joined our school swimming club.
When do you usually go swimming?
I often go swimming on Fridays. You know, there are more people in the swimming pool on weekends.
Your swimming skills must have improved a lot.
Yes. Have you joined any school clubs, Sam?
I joined the dance club.
Wow, cool. Do you often dance in your spare time?
Yes. Besides, I often listen to music.
What kind of music do you like? Classical music or pop music?
Neither. I like light music best.
Good
morning. This is Foreigners Learn Chinese. The first program today is Asking the Way. It will last for about 20 minutes. To start with, you'll watch a short play. Then you'll learn how to ask the way in Chinese. The second program is a report made by our reporter, Henry. Henry is traveling around China. He is interviewing a great cook, Mr. Guo, who works in a big restaurant in Shandong. Today, Mr. Guo will tell us how to make dumplings. Now, let's start with the short play. Please imagine that you are in Beijing, one of the biggest cities in China, and you can't find your way to the hotel. How can you get help from a Chinese? Let's watch the play. In 5 minutes, I'll explain it to you.
Good morning. This is Foreigners Learn Chinese. The first program today is Asking the Way. It will last for about 20 minutes. To start with, you'll watch a short play. Then you'll learn how to ask the way in Chinese. The second program is a report made by our reporter, Henry. Henry is traveling around China. He is interviewing the great cook, Mr. Guo, who works in a big restaurant in Shandong. Today, Mr. Guo will tell us how to make dumplings. Now let's start with the short play. Please imagine that you are in Beijing, one of the biggest cities in China, and you can't find your way to the hotel. How can you get help from a Chinese? Let's watch the play. In 5 minutes, I'll explain it to you.
Hello, Dave. This is Carol. What are you doing?
Hi, Carol. I'm in the classroom, and we are planning to hold an activity to celebrate our graduation.
That sounds good. Is there anything I can do?
Let me see. Do you have a camera?
No, I don't, but my father has one. It is his birthday gift from my mother.
Would you mind borrowing it then? We want to take some photos.
No problem. What else can I do?
Nothing. We have already prepared everything.
Great. By the way, when will the activity begin?
At 7 o'clock this Friday evening. But please come at 6:30 p.m.
Okay. See you then. Hello, Dave. This is Carol. What are you doing?
Hi, Carol. I'm in the classroom, and we are planning to hold an activity to celebrate our graduation.
That sounds good. Is there anything I can do?
Let me see. Do you have a camera?
No, I don't, but my father has one. It is his birthday gift from my mother.
Would you mind borrowing it then? We want to take some photos.
No problem. What else can I do?
Nothing. We have already prepared everything.
Great. By the way, when will the activity begin?
At 7 o'clock this Friday evening. But please come at 6:30 p.m.
Okay. See you then.
第三节，听下面一篇短文，按照你所听内容的先后顺序，将下列图片排序。短文读两遍。How
time flies. The weekend is coming, and Richard has made a wonderful plan for it. On Saturday, he will get up at 6:30 in the morning and then go for a run with his father. He has the habit of getting up early to do exercise every day, which is really helpful in keeping healthy. In the afternoon, he would like to go to the library. One of his hobbies is to read novels. He will watch a football game on TV with his father in the evening. It will be an exciting night for him. On Sunday morning, doing homework with his sister is his favorite thing. His sister usually shares many interesting things with him. In the afternoon, he and his parents will visit his grandparents and have dinner with them. This will be a really meaningful weekend. He will have a good time. How time flies. The weekend is coming, and Richard has made a wonderful plan for it. On Saturday, he will get up at 6:30 in the morning and then go for a run with his father. He has the habit of getting up early to do exercise every day, which is really helpful in keeping healthy. In the afternoon, he would like to go to the library. One of his hobbies is to read novels. He will watch a football game on TV with his father in the evening. It will be an exciting night for him. On Sunday morning, doing homework with his sister is his favorite thing. His sister usually shares many interesting things with him. In the afternoon, he and his parents will visit his grandparents and have dinner with them. This will be a really meaningful weekend. He will have a good time.